functioning NPL Step 4 show, and it's a bit of a bumper edition of the show this month, as we'll be talking to loads of Step 4 clubs looking to progress this weekend in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. And to kick things off, we're going to the tie, which will be live on the BBC Sports Services this weekend. That's Bury AFC against our very own North Shields. And let's judge the mood now up at the North East Club ahead of this big tie on Saturday afternoon. Here's the manager at North Shields. It's a welcome back to the show to Mark Nash. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the FA Cup this weekend, just a bit of a general catch-up. We spoke back in May, didn't we, on the Welcome to the NPL shows that we were doing at the time. I mean, how's the opening month of the season been?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a good learning process. It's been enjoyable. The lads have kind of risen to the challenges and stuff, and then seem quite excited about the prospect of the rest of the season. So, you know, it's been a steady start, which has kind of helped settle in. So, all good so far, yeah.
And the season started obviously with the FA Cup. I mean, how handy was that to get the ball rolling? You know, with competitive games before you get into the league campaign.
Yeah, it probably done a lot of good to get a competitive game in before the league programme started. I mean, we played Knaresborough Town, who were sort of the equivalent of where we were last year. Gave us a good test to get up and running. Yeah, so it's an important game still, you know, to open the season with. But it was good to get a lot of 90 minutes, which the lads hadn't got in friendlies. Get the 90 minutes in the tank before the league started the week after. Yeah.
It's very early days into the campaign and all that. I mean, you've only played 5 league games, haven't you? But as Step 4 met your expectations, you've had a varied mix of games, haven't you, and competitions. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on how the East Division's shaping up for yourselves?
Yeah, it seems okay. I mean, we started off 3 unbeaten. I think we probably deservedly, and Lincoln will admit it, probably deservedly should have beaten them on the first day of the season. And then obviously we went to Consett, who were our Northern League rivals, and drew up there. But then they've done very well at home since, so that comes across as a good point for us. And then we beat Tadcaster, which was our first win. But then probably what I've learned the most, we had the bank holiday weekend just gone, and you know, we had like so much unavailability with players on the Saturday and the Monday, and we've lost both of the games. And I probably thought, like, you know, you can absorb one or two players being missing, but the amount we had, it really affected us, and it's kind of halted a bit of momentum, which is really disappointing.
I mean, that kind of on the flip side bodes quite well, doesn't it, really? Because, you know, when you look at that Bank Holiday Monday game against Hebburn, which I'm not going to dwell on too much, obviously, because of the way it ended, but that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when you do get a full squad back, you should be all right, because, you know, Hebburn's had a decent start to the season, haven't they? And, you know, to play a game like that against a team up at the top end, that does bode quite well.
Yeah, every game's been sort of close, competitive. Even Longeaton on the Saturday, where we had 8 missing, we were 1-0 up with 13 minutes to go. With probably a couple of individual errors as well that turned it round. So we're there or thereabouts, there's no doubt about that. Which I think, you know, it's a really good thing that, you know, the lads turn up every single game now, knowing that they've got to be at it, and they've got to be given 100%, because there's no mugs in this league, that's for sure. So yeah, it's like I said, it's been a good learning process the first month.
No, great stuff. Right, let's talk about the FA Cup then. Big game in the first qualifying round on Saturday, travelling up to Bury AFC. And this game live on the BBC as well, on the red button and on the website. I mean, what's the mood like at the club more generally for this level of exposure that you're about to get this weekend? It's been a bit of a roller coaster, hasn't it, the last 12 months, to say the least, I'm going to suggest, for the club.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We've obviously won the Northern League last year and got to the quarterfinals of the bars and stuff. And this one's an interesting one, with a bit of exposure with the best competition in the world. So I think since it was announced, yeah, everyone's excited. The fans are excited by it, because they've travelled in the numbers last year in the Vars and stuff, and they'll do so again Saturday, and they'll get a bit of coverage, I'm sure, as well. So I think it's about that, really. You know, the brand of North Shields going to be out there on a national level. So, yeah, it's a hugely important game on and off the pitch for the club. You know, I mean, I don't want to get involved with the circus of the TV, you know. Ultimately, there's a match to win and there's prize money to go with that as well, and prestige are getting further. So, you know, we've got training tonight, so the lads will be focused on getting the result. Really, that's what we've got to protect them from, all the other stuff going on, I think.
And without doing Barry's homework for them, you touched upon availability last week. Is it looking a bit more... Of course it is, because it's on telly. Is it looking a bit more promising squad-wise? Have they all started coming out of the woodwork now?
To be fair, we it was them. That two games in the bank holiday was a pinch point for where we knew it. We actually had one suspension as well, which kind of added to the problems. Yeah, we're pretty much back to a full squad. Maybe one injury come too soon for him, but we're pretty much back to full strength.
And looking forward to this weekend, Mark. Final question.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, logistically it's changed things for us, having to have an earlier start to get down to Bury. But you know, I think once we get there, whether it's half past 12, 3 o'clock, the lads will be focused and ready to go. And we're really looking forward to it all. It's something new, so we've experienced some real highs in the last 12 months, and I think this will be another one. But I've got to emphasise, you know, there's a match to be won. Kind of my job to make sure everyone realises that. So, but yeah, looking forward to it.
Matt Nash there, manager of North Shields, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In Step 4 show. Next up on this week's show, we're going to stick with the East Division of the NPL as we go to Pontefract Coles. They're travelling to Charnock Richard on Saturday in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. And to judge the mood now at the West Yorkshire Club, let's welcome back the manager at Pontefract Coles. Here's Craig Rouse. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the FA Cup, let's talk about how the opening month of the season's got at Pontefract Coles. Got to suggest, yeah, it's gone pretty well. I think that's safe. I'm safe in saying that.
Yeah, I think we probably should have a few more points on board in terms of how the performances have gone. I think we were pretty dominant in a couple of the games that we've sort of drawn, but almost got away with one on Saturday as well. So maybe picked up one more point than we should have really got in one game, and then possibly dropped to win another game. So we might be a point or two short than where we feel we should be, but overall, it's been a positive start. 5 games unbeaten, and we've managed to get out of the blocks, which were the aim. So, yeah, we're pleased with it.
And with regards to that aim, obviously, we are recording this interview at the 1st of September, so it's very early what I'm saying here. But yeah, last season, there was it had a better end to the season than what it was looking like for Coles. So using that as a springboard, you must be delighted with how it's gone so far. What are you aims and objectives this year at Pontefract Coles?
Just to go better than we did last year, really. I don't want to sort of put any targets or any sort of targets on people's backs or anything like that. So, as you say, we had a positive ending to the season, and we felt like we'd sort of got a settled group and a good group together towards the end of the season. So the aim was to sort of build on that and bring players in who could complement that without sort of having a massive overhaul and disrupting the togetherness that we've got. So we targeted it. Quite just a few players, and you know, we didn't want to do a sort of a massive overhaul, so targeted a few players, quality over quantity, and we feel we've done that, and we've managed to retain sort of the togetherness and the spirit within the changing room. So we're hoping that bodes well moving forward.
And kicking the season off with the FA Cup, with the extra preliminary round, you know, a good 1-0 win straight into the league season, you know, beating Grimsby Borough, and a 1-0 draw with Hebburn Town, and Hebburn's had a good start to the season, and beating Stockton Town as well in the FA Cup. These are messages, aren't they? These are big outcomes.
Yeah, I mean, we probably got caught short a little bit in terms of our pre-season. We didn't expect to come into the FA Cup competition quite so early. So for us to come in on the 6th, we expected to be kicking our season off on the 13th against Grimsby, and then we sort of got drawn in the extra prelim. So we then had obviously the game against Garforth on the 6th, so we're probably a week short in preparation. I think it told in the game. As the game went on, we were fading a little bit, and Garforth were getting a little bit stronger, and we managed to come through the tie, which we were pleased with. And then, as you say, you're into the competition, and we played really well against Grimsby, put on a good performance. And then, like you say, a tough test, which we knew it would be a tough test against Eben. They're a good side that have recruited well. We played really well in that game, and probably deserved more on the day. For us then to go to Stockton who, in my opinion, are one of the favourites for our league. They're a really good side, especially at home, and winning what were a pretty even game, to be fair. It could have gone either way in the last 10 minutes, and we managed to steal it. And then obviously, we've sort of built from there. So a couple of disappointing draws after that, but we're pleased with where we are. And obviously, we'll take that for the first month and try and build on it moving forward.
Yeah, so the first game of September is the away trip to China Richard in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. What's your thoughts on this game? I'd imagine you'd prefer it if it was at home. It makes it a bit more tricky, doesn't it, on the road?
Yeah, of course. I think we've had sort of 10 away draws out of the last 13 FA Cup ties that we've had, so we don't get much luck in terms of the draws. And as I say, we've been away to Garforth and been away to Stockton already, so we're used to travelling away in this competition. It's a game that we'll obviously go into confident due to the run that we're on, but you know, you look at Charnock's results and they've been free scoring, they've picked up a lot of big wins, especially from teams who are sort of the level below us in our area, so they'll come into it full of confidence and so will we, and it should make for a good tie.
And how important is the FA Cup, do you feel? I've asked most of the managers the same question on the show this week, but it does feel like, you know, as we said, the season kicking off with the FA Cup, it's good to keep the rhythm going, I suppose, and the momentum going.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for momentum, it's good for finance for the club, and we had a good run in it last year, so we obviously want to replicate that, but the biggest thing is, I think as the competition goes year by year for non-league clubs, it becomes bigger and bigger, you know, you only need to look at the things that's going on around sort of our country in terms of the cost of things, that the club's costing's going up in terms of electricity and the bills that they have to pay. So any income that we can generate and bring back into the club is obviously a positive, but if we can sort of do it and create exposure for the club and for the players and get on a decent little run, then obviously we'd like that as well. So it's a competition that we'll take seriously. We want to make memories in this competition, and we'll go into it, as I say, full of confidence and hoping we can put on a good performance.
And last question, Craig. Obviously, like we said, it's been a great start to the season for Pontefract Coles. Enjoying it?
Yeah, really enjoying it, yeah. As I say, it's my second full season as manager at the club, but I've been involved at the club for a lot of years. It sort of tested us early on, you know, in his reign towards the beginning of last season when we're struggling in the league. We learned a lot from it, and we draw on them experiences moving forward. So we're really enjoying the role. We're enjoying the start that we've made. But as I say, it's only a good start. It's nothing more. It's 1 month in a 9-month season. So we've got to keep focused and just keep doing the right things. And hopefully if the performances stay good, then the results will follow.
Craig Rouse there, manager of Pontefract Coles, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to the West Division now and to Clitheroe. Clitheroe this weekend in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup will be taking on Heaton Stannington. And to judge the mood at Clitheroe ahead of this game, I caught up with their manager on Thursday. So welcome back to the show, to Billy Priestley. Well, Billy, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the FA Cup, what have you made of the start to the season at Clitheroe? It looks like a pretty good start, to say the least.
Yeah, it's been a good start. Obviously, this point led to Macclesfield Field, but they're a very good team. Shocked if they were in the top two this season. I think they'll be winning it. It's been good, yeah. We've won the last against 1834 Northwest of a day, which was a bit of a letdown for us. But other than that, yeah, we've had a really good start. The lads have all done well. Had a few injuries, but they're all coming back now. And we've got a strong squad, which is a lot better this season. So we're in a good place at the moment.
I mean, taking Macclesfield out of the equation, that 1874 result was a bit of an anomaly, really, because Clitheroe have been really tight at the back, haven't you? You've not conceded that many in your games. So that must be pleasing for yourself, I'd imagine, more than anything.
Yeah, beyond that, yeah. Like I said, we've had a lot of clean sheets. We've done really well other than that game. That game in Macclesfield, we've done really well. But you can have a few games like that. The difference is when you can have them games and then quickly get back onto a positive view again and looking at winning the next game rather than dwelling on it and everyone being depressed about it, and it turns to a big bad spell ending it, bad patch. So we've turned it back around again, got back on winning ways against the working team. We've just got to keep that winning mentality now and keep it with the rest of the season. That's what we need to do.
And you scored in one of these opening games as well against Skem.
Yeah, I was thinking one or two. Yeah, I've scored one so far, yeah. 10 last season, can't go wrong with that, can you?
Oh, exactly. But anyway, just to touch upon the FA Cup, you know, a good win against Colne in the last round. I mean, how important is the FA Cup to the overall scheme of things at Clitheroe?
This season, the main priority is really trying to get promoted, but obviously, if we get a good FA Cup run, that'd be very, it always brings a good bit to the budget, so you've got a good run. So, obviously, we'd welcome a good cup run massively. I've never been past the bunch around in the FA Cup. I've never been named my shirt in my full career, so I'd love to get that and get into a leading second round draw, hopefully, but it's one step at a time, isn't it, really? That's a thing, but I would love a good cup run. Definitely.
Oh, fingers crossed. But just to touch upon the league and that side of things as well, and you know, momentum is important, isn't it? Especially in these early stages of the season. Just touching upon it, how it all finished last year. You were so unlucky, weren't you, just to miss out on the playoffs. You kind of got some rhythm going towards the end of the season, didn't you? So, I mean, how important is keeping the form going and getting into the playoff system?
Yeah, last year I've learned a lot. My first year in my age, David Lynch, who I'm a good friend, I was disappointed, but he's left, and then I had a 2-year contract, so I've taken over the role. I did it temporarily while we got a new manager in, and then they said, do you want to keep it? So I kept going with that, and when I took on that, it's then, like you say, you get to the momentum, and we were winning games, and we still went onto a bad patch. You don't see it. You know it's a bad patch, but you don't know how to get out of it. You don't see what's causing it, and this year, I'm not going to let that happen again. That was a nightmare where I let it slip and we didn't go out of that bad spell fast enough, and it affected a lot. We ended up obviously struggling for a few games, and I think we lost about 7 or 8, and it turned things around massively, and we ended up losing out by 3 points. But some of them games we'd never ever would have lost if we weren't in that mindset. But I think I've found a way to stop the lads getting that mindset and get them out of it quickly if they are. We've just got to keep going now and not let it happen again this year. Because it's not going to be... I think the top five won't lose many games this season. We've already lost two, so we can't be losing many more if we want to be up there. So we've got to really keep that positive mindset, like you say, and keep the momentum going.
And then that takes us to this weekend's match then in the first qualifying round. Heaton Stannington, insert your clichés about the Northern League here, dear listener. But it is a tough game, this one, isn't it? I mean, what's your thoughts on the challenge?
Definitely, yeah, they're no walkover. They're a good team. So it's we had someone up there watching the other day. They're a decent team. Like you say, it's not going to be easy. In the FA Cup, you never know what's going to happen, do you? We've got to take it as a normal game. We won't be going light on it. We'll be going with a full squad, and hopefully we'll do well against them. Hopefully we'll get another win into the next round. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely. And final question, Billy, just about the home crowd this weekend. Very, very important. I went to Clitheroe, actually, in pre-season. Fantastic setup there now. Really, really nice. I mean, get yourself to that stadium on Saturday.
That's it, yeah. The crowd's very good. The stadium's very good. Stuart, the chairman's doing some great things down there. It's changing everything. If you knew Clitheroe 3 or 4 years ago and you've been down here, the ground's changed dramatically. They've got a lot of good things going on. They got voted the... I think our tiers away game of the season, so it was the best place to go for an away game. So it's we can't complain. It's obviously a good place to be playing them at home. I don't want to be going up there on a Saturday when playing them up there. So I'm glad they are coming down to you, and like I say, the fans all get behind us and do a good job. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a good season. Like I say, the ground's going places, the pub's going places. We can't. All the fans, we're getting more fans every week, so it's just keeping the results coming in and keeping them wanting to come watching. That's the main thing now, and hopefully we get that promotion we want and a good FA Cup run and successful year then, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Billy Priestley, manager of Clitheroe, big, big thank you for taking time out of your day to join us this week. Big, big good luck this weekend, and catch up very soon. Billy Priestley there, manager of Clitheroe, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show for the month of August. So Clitheroe taking on Heaton Stannington in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. Elsewhere, we've got our very own Dereham Town taking on Biggleswade in the FA Cup this weekend. And to judge the mood now at the Norfolk Club, on Thursday, I caught up with Dereham Town manager. So welcome to the show, to Tom Park. Well, Tom, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the FA Cup, just a bit of a general catch-up. We're very early on into the season, just 5 league games played. But how's life in the Midlands division of the NPL at the moment for the club?
Yeah, I think considering the upheaval in the later stages of the summer, i.e. me being a late addition as a manager, a lot of players, I think 13, leaving, having to recruit people from all over in a short period of time, and then going into an uncharted waters in this new division. I think in total we've played 7 games, won 3, drew 2 and lost 2, and I think we'd have probably taken that given the no pre-season, the lack of cohesion and a bit of the upheaval that the place has been in. I think we've probably made quite a solid start to life in both the FA Cup and the league. League's been brilliant in terms of the clubs we've come across, the people we've met. It's been very, very competitive. People do things in the right ways, and it's been I have had experience in the Bostic, the other league that Dearham were in, through being in the past first team coach. So I've seen quite a few leagues. I've been at Stowmarket as well. So I would say that league's very, very different in terms of, just from experience so far, the pitches are maybe a lot smaller and the teams are a lot more physical than what the other league is. So I think as a club, we're just probably having to adjust to the travel and the style of play in this division.
Yeah, it's a remarkable feat what's been achieved. It can't really be understated, can it, really? Because, like you said, the transfer over, a new manager, you're having to look a lot further west than you normally would have for travel and opponents and that kind of thing. And when you throw that all into the mix, with regards to yourself and all that, I mean, have you enjoyed this opening month of the season?
Oh dear!
Say yes when I no. Because I obviously work full time at the club, so I've been here for years. So I've seen the good, the bad, the ugly, everything that goes on. So I'm used to having a structure where you plan in May, you recruit, you have a really, really tough pre-season, you learn, and then you go into a season. I've never been in a situation, I actually have once, where you get thrust into it, you don't really have any time to plan, you inherit a group of players that aren't yours, and then you have to basically go into a league you know nothing about. That's a real new experience for me. So have I enjoyed it? I've actually enjoyed, not proving people wrong from a personal point of view, I think people felt that it was going to be like a disaster area for us. We were going to get hammered every week and be rock bottom with 0 points. So I just feel like maybe I'm enjoying the challenge of what the expectancy is.
And with regards to the FA Cup as well, you touched upon it already, but how handy was the FA Cup, having an extra preliminary round to get the ball rolling and see what your players are all about?
Yeah, especially when it was, it was at one of my old clubs, Wroxham, not to be back there in 5 years. I mean, to have that as your first game, competitive game, away with no training sessions was a bit of a, that's talking about fate being thrown into play, I think. And I'd be lying to say I didn't thoroughly enjoy that one, really. So it was one of them where you're thinking, my God, anything could happen here. But I must give credit to the boys, because for lads that haven't really or don't really know each other that well, they didn't have dig in and run and do all the basics right. And I think we thoroughly deserved the victory on the night, and that just got us on the right, what you said, it just got us on the correct foot going into the league campaign.
And just speaking about that league campaign, I mean, it is early days in the season, but you've come across a right mix of teams, haven't you? I mean, playing Stamford, the latest result, a good win over Cambridge City. So what do you make of the division more generally?
Ruthless, as in you don't get much change out of anyone. I don't think you're going to see, for the vast majority of teams, anyone can beat anyone. Very, very physical. You've got to earn the right to play for longer periods. You have to be more clinical at either end, because like you're saying, there's not a lot of difference in between the teams that you're playing. And then consistency. So like you mentioned Stamford, it was one of our best performances. I think it was probably our best performance of the season, to be fair. And, the Stamford manager would tell you this. He's come off after the game sort of saying, I don't know how you didn't get something from that. And we literally went from one end being in their 18-yard box 2-1-1 to win it. And up the other end, we were 4-2 in our favour. And just a bit of lack of concentration there. Their wonderful striker who scored a hat-trick nipped through all four of them and on the counter-attack and got the winner. And that's how cruel the league can be. But that's why it's a good level, because there's good players in it and you can't switch off. You have to be ruthless in both boxes. So I would say that how I found it is really, really physically competitive, and you have to be ruthless in both boxes.
And that then means, because obviously, like we touched upon, the FA Cup got the ball rolling in the season. To say you're battle hardened now would be an understatement. So that then takes us to the FA Cup this weekend. Tough game against Biggleswade, but I mean, what's your thoughts on this challenge? It is a home game as well, we have to say.
Yeah, home game. I just think it's an opportunity. How I look at this is it's memories for the players and the fans, and the younger, you know, for me, the younger generation of Magpies that are going to be standing there watching that, they think these guys are their superheroes. And hopefully that can inspire the next generation to go, you know, I want to be in the FA Cup and take this club further. That's like number one for me. The second thing is going into it without any fear, because we're not going to be playing Man City in the final. That's for sure. So actually have no fear and go for it, and don't have any regrets, really, would be my advice, because it's a bonus. And it, obviously it's good money for the football club. Gives the chance for the club to maybe grow other areas of the club with the prize money that you win. But enjoy the day, enjoy the experience. And like what you saw with AFC Sudbury last year, I know Rick Andrews really, really well. Look what they done. Ended up being on the telly against Colchester. And you can never take that away from any of them guys for the rest of their lives. That'll stay with them forever.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you said you're not going to play Manchester City in the final, but we have to remember Marine played Tottenham, didn't they?
Well, it is possible. Yeah, no, absolutely. So hence my mentality of actually, you know, don't have any regrets and actually go for it, you know.
Yeah, and last question, Tom, just like to touch upon it, is a home game, so come one, come all this Saturday.
Yeah, 3 o'clock kickoff this Saturday at home, and I just feel, like I said, just to reiterate, it's a real opportunity for everyone in the area to get behind this new batch of players who I think are, and you mentioned it, battle-hardened, and the biggest thing for me is they are running for the shirt. They are putting the air miles in on the pitch, and they're not leaving anything out there when they finish, win, lose or draw. And that's a good personality trait to have, which I think gets fans to come and support people that are giving their everything for the football club.
Oh, great stuff. Well, Tom Park, manager of Dereham Town, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us this week, and all the best in the FA Cup on Saturday.
Thanks, buddy. Cheers.
Tom Park there, manager of Dereham Town, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. The next tie we're going to be looking at on this month's show features Runcorn Linnets of the West Division as they travel to NPL Premier Division side Mass United this weekend. And to judge the mood now at the Cheshire Club on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Runcorn Linnets. It's a welcome to the show to Dave Wilde. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to this tough FA Cup draw and tie against Mass United this weekend, just a bit of a general catch-up. How are you settling in at the Linnets?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. Obviously, it was a bit of a whirlwind introduction to the club, because ultimately I wasn't expecting it at all. Callum moving on to Chester was a bit of a bolt out of the blue in terms of sort of where it was in the stage of pre-season, or the off-season, should I say. So, the opportunity to come out of the blue. I was put forward to the board by Callum himself and Ryan Brook, who's now obviously left. And then the rest is history, really. So I thought that I got in here. And I'm enjoying it. It's a bit of a different club to sort of what I'm used to going into, in the sense of normally where I've moved clubs. So from Stockport to Mosley and Mosley to Matlock, we've moved to clubs that are maybe at a lower end of the table and struggling a tiny bit, as opposed to ultimately coming in now for a team who's finished in the playoffs last year and have a bit of a higher expectation as a fan base in the club. So that's something that I'm accustomizing to. It's sort of the demands of the supporters are very different. And I'm getting used to that, which is, you know, it's only a positive. I want to be working at top end of leagues and up the level. So, yeah, it's good. I'm enjoying it. There's nothing to grumble about yet.
there
will be at some point. There always is.
Yeah, always is. Right, so with regards to the start of the season, all the games you've been involved with in the league have been pretty close affairs, haven't they? Apart from the win over Widnes, which was, you know, you scored 3 goals in that game. I mean, as the start met your expectations in a way that it's been a steady start, which is perfectly understandable given the circumstances you've already outlined.
Yeah, of course. Look, as you know yourself, I'm sure you've got a decent relationship with Philo at Matlock from down the years of working at, you know, in terms of what you do. And one thing that I've picked up and learned a lot from working alongside him is sort of defensive shape and making sure you don't concede. And that's something that I struggled with, but something that I didn't take as strongly as I probably should have done at places like Mosley and Stockport used to set up to try and win 6-4 every week, and it's just bedlam every single week. But you know, I've come here with a mindset of if you don't concede, you can't lose. Myself, Jamie, the assistant, and Billy Payne, the first team coach, have worked very hard and tirelessly, really, on shape and defensive structure and introduction of players across the summer. So we're happy with the defensive side of things. Ultimately, we all know, you know, I don't know if you've been at one of our games yet this season. I think it's pretty obvious that we need to improve on the goals scored at the other end. But whilst we're nicking games 1-0, I'm not going to sit here and grumble, really. We do have to work on it. You know, I'm sat here on the training ground now watching Billy working on some attacking stuff for a weekend. So for any Linnets fans or Linnets people listening to this, please don't think that we're not wary of these issues ourselves. It's just for us to sort of implement and create ideas that improve us in that area.
And looking ahead to the FA Cup, the last round was a fantastic result against Trafford. You know, that's a brilliant victory there. So how important is the FA Cup for what you're trying to achieve in this early stages of your career as manager?
Massive. Look, at the end of the day, the FA Cup's... it's the FA Cup at the end of the day. If anybody involved in football in this country isn't, you know, pumped and excited every time that they get the opportunity to compete in the FA Cup, then I don't really think football's for you. You know, like you just touched on there, the Trafford game was a brilliant win. Great performance, probably our best performance of the season so far. And it's a wanted escape as well from the league at times. And I think that the longer that the cup run goes on, such one, we can get, you know, at least another round in after the weekend. Not saying that we will, because it's a very tough draw, but these are the things that I want to be involved in, and you know, I've always wanted to have at least one decent cup run in my career, so why not give it a go and make it this year?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's your thoughts on this tie then this weekend? Mass United, I think you probably would have preferred it if it was at home. I think that's a safe bet, but I mean, this is a tough game, this one, but you're a tough game for them as well, to be fair.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, at the end of the day, mate, it's... For me personally, I think this is probably the toughest draw in the round in terms of what we could have drawn, you know, in terms of like the regionalisation and stuff. But, you know, I think they've lost twice, three times max at home in two or three seasons. They started the season brightly in the division above, and it's going to be a tough, tough game. But look, at the end of the day, it's the FA Cup, and you just have to look at every year somebody will beat somebody that they didn't expect, and then a small club goes on a good cup run. So, like I said earlier, we just got to try and make sure that it's us. Like I said, I'm sat looking at the training ground now. I was prepping for them. We've got reports on them, and I've been up and watched them once where I was lucky enough to have some free time. So, yeah, we're prepped and planned, and we're ready to go up there and attempt to beat them. And like you say, no, I don't think they'll be looking at us as an easy fixture either. We're a decent club. We've got a really good bunch of players. We've got good experience on the staff and know how to win games that maybe on paper we shouldn't have won. So, yeah, it's just an exciting time. It's almost a bit of a free hit, really. So hopefully we can go up there and do the business.
And just a final question. I mean, a victory this weekend would be an amazing shot in the arm, but like we touched upon here, it's been a decent start to the season already for Runcorn Linnets. So, Davey, enjoying it, and what's your hopes for the coming months as well, and where Linnets can ultimately finish in the West Division?
Yeah, of course. Look, I like I said earlier, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Our aim's to get promoted. I'm never going to stand behind that with me. It doesn't matter what club I'm at or what league we're in. I want to get promoted from it, and that's never going to change for as long as I live. So we've got to improve at the other end of the pitch in terms of scoring goals. I've said that already, and I've said it time and time again. And I think if we can add that dimension to our play, we can hold our own with anyone in this league. I think looking at it, the favourites have obviously got to be Matt Town. But, you know, why can't we either give them a good push or try and win it through the playoffs? So that's certainly the aim, but, you know, it's a long way away yet, end of April, start of May. And it's all about ticking along, picking points up as we go, and just making sure we're consistent enough in terms of getting in that pack that can have a chase at the end of the season.
Dave Wilder, manager of Runcorn Linnets, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go back to the Midlands Division now and to Shepshed Dynamo. They're hosting Colville Town on Saturday afternoon. And let's welcome back now the manager of Shepshed Dynamo. It's a big welcome back to the show, to Damien Beckford-Quayley. Well, Damien, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the FA Cup this weekend and this tough match against Colville, just a bit of a general catch-up. How's the month of August been?
Not very good. Not very good the last three or four games, to be... Well, we've lost the last three games, to be fair.
But a good start to the season, we have to say.
Yeah, we had a great start.
That win over Sporting Calza.
Yeah, it was undefeated at the start of the season, the FA Cup as well, obviously, and a few league games. And we've just been on a bad run the last three games. So, no, the league's a lot... I personally think it's a lot stronger than last year. Been unlucky in a couple of games. I mean, we should have picked up a point against Spalding, maybe Market Harbour as well. I think even against Ludlow, we were the better side second half, but they just got the one on the ball.
And what's your expectations for this season, Damien, as well? Because last year, I think we caught up, didn't we, just as after you got promoted. And, you know, last season it was going to be a fan in your feet year. And I think it was a brilliant year, wasn't it, for Shropshire Dynamo, the way it finished in that. I
mean, oh, yeah, considering we've not been at that level for 10 years, we finished really strong last season. I think it was undefeated for the last 12 or 13 games. So for, we had higher hopes this season. You actually establish yourself at step four and the top half finish again and then try and kick on the season after that.
And how important is the FA Cup in all this as well, Damien? Because
massive! It's a massive prestige cup. Obviously, players and clubs get a lot of social media from it. And obviously, I personally believe we've got the hardest game what you could have at this round.
Yeah, I mean, Colville's tough, isn't it? But just to go back to those early rounds. I mean, having a not just an extra preliminary round, but also a replay as it transpired. How important? What was it to get a competitive game like that and get the ball rolling as you headed into Sporting Calza as well soon after?
Yeah, obviously that was our first game of the season, the FA Cup. So we drew at home and then we had to travel to Scunthorpe midweek, which was really good for the new players and the team bonding. It was just difficult getting the full squad there because of the time we had to leave. But it was really good for us to get a team bonding done so early into the season as well.
So Colville next, and just to let the listener know, Colville currently sitting second in the Southern League Premier. It is early days in that competition as well. But what's your thoughts on this challenge this weekend?
Like I said, I think it's the most difficult draw we could get at the round so far. But if you ask me, it's a local derby, so that's a good thing for us. Because obviously regarding the fan base, and it's good for the fans and the local community, because you could get a team in around your level or a lower level, you could end up getting knocked out with the pressure being put on us. But like I said, we just go into this with no pressure and just try and express ourselves and just try and enjoy the game of football again, because obviously we've had a bad couple of results. And obviously the joys of the FA Cup, you just play with no fear and let's just try and just go and express yourself and just go and put on a good performance for Shropshire Dynamo.
Yeah, because I was about to say you are battle-hardened. I think that's the right phrase, isn't it, heading into this game against Colville. And how important is the home crowd going to be as well? Now, what are you expecting here? Because it is a bit of a local derby, isn't it? So this is going to be a good atmosphere on Saturday.
Yeah, I think there should be quite a few fans there, to be fair, especially home. I think they've sold over 200 tickets online, I think, what I've heard by what I've been told. And obviously, there's a big rivalry between the two clubs, but, you know, they've not played each other for years. Colville have been a very proactive club and going up the leagues and doing a very, very big club from where they started. And credit to Steve-O, the manager. He's done a fantastic job there. But I expect quite a few fans to be there, hopefully.
And that'd be amazing, isn't it? Building on, you know, the recent years at the club that's been building and building. Under yourself and the committee and that. I mean, this is pretty good, isn't it? This spot.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. I think we just have to just make sure we had a good season last year. So a lot of teams have given us a lot more respect this season. But we just have to make sure it took us that long to get to this level of football that we just have to make sure that we establish ourselves at step four and become an established step four side.
And final question, Damien, how much are you looking forward to this weekend and this big occasion for the club?
I absolutely can't wait for it. I'm buzzing for it. I mean, I'm getting ready to go to training tonight, have a really good fun session, get some smiles back on the players' faces, and hopefully we just turn up on Saturday and do Shropshire Dynamo proud.
Damien Beckford-Quayley there, manager of Shropshire Dynamo, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. So Shropshire Dynamo taking on Colville Town this weekend in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. Elsewhere, and we've got South Shields of the Premier Division taking on Workington of the West Division. And let's hear now about the mood at the Cumbrian Club now, heading into that big game at South Shields this weekend. And on Friday, I caught up with the manager at Workington. It's a welcome back to the show to Danny Granger. Well, Danny, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the NPL Step 4 show. And just before we get to the FA Cup, just a bit of a general catch-up. Back at the club, a tricky start to the season, I think I'm safe in saying that. But how have you settled back into the swing of things?
Yeah, first and foremost, delighted to be back and over the moon that the club have given me another chance to return. Obviously, a lot of the boys from my first stint here are still here. Need a few extras added in, a couple have left. But settled back in all right. I think pre-season was a bit, lacked a bit of continuity in pre-season. A lot of unavailable lads probably catching up on holidays from COVID where they've had two this pre-season rather than just the one. Some games away with literally the bare minimum in it, and some games not even sort of a first team recognisable at times. So it was a frustrating pre-season, lacked a bit of continuity, and I think that's probably continued into the start of the season. I haven't been able to get messages across that I've wanted. I think the biggest thing for me is obviously the league this year. It's a strong league this year, and I've spoke to most of the managers obviously that we've come up against so far, and we're all sort of saying the same, that you look at Macclesfield, they've got the budget that they've got, and obviously the backing and what they have with the daytime training and stuff like that, and the players they're able to attract. Obviously, League One players and League Two players, it's going to be tough. But by them, I think there's not a lot of difference between most of the league. So it's a really strong league this year. It's going to be an entertaining one. I think it shows that so far. We've only picked up one win so far, and you're 4 points outside the playoffs. So right near the bottom end of the league. So there's going to be a lot of up and downs. We're still very early. But like I say, I think it's going to be an exciting season for, especially at this level this season. So a lot of obviously publicity around it with Macclesfield being in it. But I think obviously a lot of the teams will be thinking that this could be their year to go and have a go at it. So look, it's one we're looking forward to, all of us. And I think obviously very, very early days yet. But I think things will start getting turning for us soon and start getting the way I want us to play again and have belief in what we're doing, and the new lads will soon get used to it.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you said you're not a million miles away, and you're not, and you see that in the results. You know, you're only losing out by the odd goal, aren't you? It's not. It's and you know, we saw with you know that performance against Trafford, and in the preliminary round of the FA Cup as well. When all the pieces and the planets align, it's you're quite formidable, really. So it is just a matter of time, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think obviously with the games that we've played so far, I think I've done a lot of I've been able to sit down this week and kind of look back through the games and all the games of this season so far. And probably in most of the games, we've had a spell of how I've wanted to play it. And within that spell, we've looked really good. And I think Trafford, probably you bang on with what you're saying, that the Trafford game, probably for 55 minutes, we were really good. We were comfortable at 2-0 against a good Trafford team. And then sort of just got away from what was getting us a little bit of success that night. And then all of a sudden, it becomes a bit of a scrap and a battle. And Trafford put us under pressure. They get the goal, and then, like I say, it was one that it was nice to get over the line. I thought the second half at Prescott, when we got the ball down, we played really well. And I think, again, probably another 4 or 5 minutes in the game, it was one of them ones I think we probably could have nicked it. We had them on the back foot towards the last sort of 15 minutes of that game. Monday, we just never got started. And I thought, credit to Clitheroe, they were very good. To Reece Webb-Foster, that everyone knows at this level, does what he does best and scores goals at important times. But again, Witt and Albion away, I thought first 25 minutes we dominated the ball and we looked really good and had them on the back foot and again got away from it. And then all of a sudden we're 3-1 down. So look, it's little spells. I need to turn them into prolonged periods of time, which we'll do over the next few weeks. I think obviously very tough at the moment to get people on the training pitch and work on things when you're having games Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Monday, Saturday, Tuesday. But again, it's the same for everyone. But unfortunately, we just haven't quite got the wheels turning. But when we do, I'm confident that we'll be up there challenging.
And that then takes us to this weekend in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. As I touched upon in the preliminary round, fantastic 7-0 win. Also in the North East against West Allotment Celtic. So it's a different kettle of fish, though, this, isn't it, with South Shield?
Just slightly.
Isn't it? So. But do you feel as well that, like you touched upon, you've seen the signs? I mean, it is just a case of if you put the effort in for the full 90, then anything can happen, really. Is that your thoughts heading into this one?
I think the FA Cup is a different kettle of fish for everyone. It doesn't matter if it's a preliminary round or if you're getting into the first round or even when you see the lower league teams going to higher teams, it does kind of bring a different sense to the game. I think obviously when you look at the draw, it's probably the toughest draw we probably could have had, the full-time team away from home. league above. So, look, it's going to be tough. We know that. We know that. There's no getting away from it. There's no hiding place. There's no point me coming here saying that it's a game that could go either way. It's going to be a really tough game for us. So, but we're going there. We're going to have a go at them. We've got to try and put them on the back foot, impose ourselves on the game, how I want us to play. And if we do that, then anything can happen, like you say. We know South Shields are a good team, good club, well-backed. Got some great players in their squad, the likes of Louis Alessandro, Gary Liddell, who obviously I know personally from playing against them and playing with them. So we know it's going to be tough. They've got a good squad. Whatever team Kevin Phillips decides to put out to get them through, it'll be expecting a result. But we're going there as well, and we want to be in the draw for the next round of the cup, and that's what we have to do.
And just a final mention as well. You mentioned followings, but there's going to be a decent away following heading over to South Shields and Mariners Park this weekend. What's your message to to the Reds faithful this weekend?
Well, the Reds fans are brilliant. They've been great. They get behind us. They travel in the numbers, and we need them. We do need them. And I spoke to the local press this week, and I sort of said it can't be enjoyable for the moment watching the type of football we're playing, which I'm not enjoying watching at the moment. And obviously, sometimes you can paper over cracks with results, but we're not getting them either. So we're going there. We're going to play. I'm demanding that we play the way that I want us to play, a little bit more bravery. And I'm sure they'll get right behind us, as they always do. And fingers crossed we can give them something to shout about and enjoy the trip home.
Danny Granger there, manager of Workington, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. So, South Shields hosting Workington in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup this weekend. We've got a Staffordshire derby as well on Saturday, as Stafford Rangers of the Premier Division take on another West Division side in Newcastle Town. Big game this one at Marston Road. And to judge the mood now at Newcastle Town, let's welcome back their manager. So, welcome back to the show to Robin van der Laan. Well, Robin, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the big game this weekend in the FA Cup, just a bit of a general catch-up. It's been a decent start to the season for Newcastle. Still unbeaten in the league. How's it gone?
Yeah, no, we're very happy. We're 7 games unbeaten at the start of the season, which is a great start for us. You know, it's for us finishing the season with three undefeated as well. So we're 10 undefeated in total, which is good for a club, considering where we've been the last few years trying to stay in the league. We're now in a different situation. You know, the club's very healthy, and you know, I've been able to look after some of our players. So it's a good start, and you know, we've got the best squad that we've had for 5 years. So which is great.
And touching upon the teams you've played and drawn against, you know, Witton Albion and Kidsgrove and Mosley. Witton Albion expects to be up towards the top end, and Kidsgrove and Mosley have had good starts to the season. So what does it tell us early doors about your expectations this year, now we've had a month or so of play?
Well, it tells us that we're in good shape. We have a good squad of 18 players who can all start and make an impact, which is a completely different scenario than what we had the previous years, where sometimes it's difficult to change things from the bench. So I can now look behind me and really have genuine game changers on the bench, whether it's defensively or in an attacking sense. So that is really the big difference this year. Our young group has matured together the last 3 years or so. So they know exactly what we're going to expect from them, and that's important, because they're a fit bunch, very talented, but young means inexperienced. But what we do get is hunger and energy from the lads, and qualities in large spells as well. So the expectations for us is to improve. Of course, you know, we've always said we want to be top 10 with an eye on the playoffs, and you know, that is still something that we are looking at.
And with regards to the FA Cup, the preliminary round, you had to do it twice, didn't you, against Bedworth United, but got the job done. Walk us through your thoughts about the FA Cup, because taking out the equation, you know, it's a bit of a local derby this weekend, against, you know, Stafford Rangers, who are flying high in the NPL. How important is the FA Cup to this, you know, improving every year and your aims and objectives for this season?
Well, it's very important. I've got two hats on, because I'm only also part owner of the club. So, you know, straight away, the first thing directors say and chairman is, oh, there's money at stake. And I said, I know that. You know, we do our best. We don't, you know, we play our strongest team possible, what we feel can do the job on Saturday. So it's not like we're going to make household changes because we're saving ourselves for the league. An FA Cup run creates a buzz around the place, creates opportunities to play against bigger and maybe better clubs. So for us, it's massive. And, you know, we feel that, you know, we have a chance on Saturday. It's, you know, they are flying high. We know that. They have made a fantastic start. And we respect fully what they're doing, but we got to play to our strengths, and that's probably what we're looking to set out to do. You know, play our own game and see where it takes us.
And like I said, it is Stafford Rangers. It is a derby. You know, Stafford Rangers, a grand old club in non-league world. I mean, what would it? I don't even want to ask you this question, Robin. So I'm not. Even, should I ask you this question? Yeah, I'm going to ask you this question. I mean, it's. It would be a right shot in the arm for what you're trying to achieve at the club at Newcastle Town if you had a positive result on Saturday, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're realistic. You know, they are a league higher. They're top of the league. They are flying, and they're there for a reason. You know, they're on merit, so we fully respect what they've done this season. You know, but we're in a good vein of form ourselves, and we've not been beaten yet. So we try and install this sort of culture where, lads, we're unbeatable. Let's go out there and go and prove it and play with confidence and we'll see where it takes it. So, you know, a positive result, even a draw and taken back to our place would be a decent result. But we're just going to win. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're going to need that away support on the weekend, aren't you, as well at Master Road? What's your message to that faithful making that short trip to Stafford?
Yeah, come and support us. And our support base is growing. You know, everything around the club is absolutely fantastic. We've got one of the best facilities in the league. And the fans are looked after well. You know, we've got a good product on the pitch. So, you know, they enjoy watching our games and the social after. And, you know, we want to get more fans through the gate. So come and support us, and like you've done this season. And, you know, bring some friends and let them get the Newcastle Town bug as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Robin van der Laan, manager of Newcastle Town, big good luck this weekend in the FA Cup, and a big thank you for joining us, and catch up very soon.
All right, cheers, Ben.
Robin van der Laan there, manager of Newcastle Town, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to the East Division now and to Stocksbridge Park Steels. Stocksbridge Park Steels on Saturday will be hosting Premier Division opponents in the guise of Atherton. And to judge the mood now at the local stadium in South Yorkshire, it's a welcome to the show now to the manager of Stocksbridge Park Steels. Here's Ian Richards. Well, Ian, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to this weekend's big match in the FA Cup, just a bit of a general catch-up with the start of the season thus far. It's been all right, hasn't it, Stocksbridge? How's it been the month of August?
Yeah, it's been pleasing. We obviously had a big turnover of players in the summer. So we had to work really hard in pre-season, sort of 12 new signings, sort of 9 players departing, and the players have come in and done extremely well and took on board everything we've asked of them and done even more. And at the first 7 games, we were undefeated in 6 of them. Obviously, progressing 2 rounds of the FA Cup and doing well against competitive teams in the league so far. So, yeah, we're really pleased with the start. And there's a real positive feel and atmosphere around the football club.
And you had an early start in the FA Cup as well, with the extra preliminary round. Was that a good thing to get a bit of competitive action early doors?
Yeah, definitely. I personally put us in more pre-season games, but you do get to the stage where it starts to feel like a pre-season friendly. So I was really pleased that we got a home tie against Golka in the FA Cup, because it just allowed to see players in a competitive situation. And they did really well, winning 3-0. So, yeah, I was pleased. Obviously, if you lose, you're not too pleased. But I was really pleased to get that extra game. And it allowed us to start our season a bit earlier. And the players were ready for that.
And looking at the results, you know, a fantastic victory over Dunstan. The only defeat really coming against Stockton Town, which, you know, a lot of teams are going to get beat by Stockton Town this year, aren't they? So what's your expectations for this season? Because we're approaching your year anniversary as manager at the club. So what's your expectations for this year about what's possible at Stocksbridge?
Yeah, look, we lost to Stockton in the last minute. We had free kick and probably one of our best performances, and they were very complimentary of us, but unfortunately we just couldn't see it out to take a point. So even in his defeat, we played well. At the start of the season, you obviously look at it, you look at a new squad, and you don't want to set big targets or public targets, but we've sort of got three sort of milestones we want to achieve, and ultimately the final one is to get more points than we did last season, which will then hopefully get us in amongst the top 10, and we can challenge. The issue obviously with this season is the league's even more competitive now. Everyone's come out of the other side of a full season. A number of teams are more financially stable and are offering more money for budget, so we've got to understand where we are in terms of our financial resources and what we can do. But we're really pleased with how we've started, and we're really impressed with the players, and their attitudes and their work ethics are first class, and the team spirit's already there. And those three sort of ingredients allow you to have a positive platform to go do well. So, yeah, let's see where the season takes us. We're already started well, so we've set these milestones internally, and when we get to one, we'll tick it off and we'll go for the next one. But ultimately, we want to finish higher position than we did last year and finish with more points, do better in the FA Cup and the FA Trophy, which we've already done in the FA Cup, and then our local competition, the Sheffield and Hallamshire, I'd like us to compete and see if we can get to the final and compete with Worksop Town, who won it last year. So, yeah, we've started really well, but we don't want to get carried away.
No, great stuff. And with regards to the FA Cup, like we said, it started early doors with that good victory over Golkar United, and you know, a good result in the end against Prestwich Hayes. And that was a tricky game, wasn't it? The away game. And you know, a late equaliser from them, you know, to take it to a replay. You could be forgiven for taking that to heart, really, in the replay. But your boys came good in the end. So it's all lining up pretty well in the FA Cup ahead of this game against Atherton Colls on Saturday. What's your thoughts on the challenge of this match on Saturday?
Yeah, look, the two games against Prestwich, I think the players grew in confidence, because you're right to say that we're 2-0 away from home against a team that will be in the top five at the Northwest. And then, like I said, 2-2. And then to go 1-0 down at home, we could have easily just crumbled and gone. And then to get 1-1 and win it in extra time, real strength of character. So it gave the players confidence. So we go into this game without fear, really. We go into it on a good bit of form. We know after a league above, we know they're a really competitive side. They don't concede many, although they haven't scored many either. And if you look at the form, they haven't won since the first game of the season, so they haven't won in five, even though they've had a couple of draws, a good one against Lancaster and a good one against Warrington. So, but because they're not scoring many and they're not full of confidence of winning, we've got to go into the game tomorrow with full of belief that we can get something out of it. We've sort of had reports on them, we've looked at highlights of them, so we've got sort of an idea of how they play, so we've got a game plan going into it. But look, we're, there's no pressure on us. We're at home. It's the furthest the club's been in the FA Cup for 9 years. We're hoping it'll be a good crowd. So I just want the football club to enjoy the day and the players to acquit themselves well, and we'll see where it takes us.
No, great stuff. And final question, Ian. Comes across really well, but as we approach your year anniversary, enjoying your time as manager at Stocksbridge Park Steels?
Yeah, loving it. Absolutely loving it. I'm doing it with two of my best mates who were with me at Penistone, but also with me when I was a player at Stocksbridge. So me and Andy Ring have known each other 20 years. Us three have known each other, Pete as well, 18 years. The chairman's really supported the club and moving in the right direction. It was a challenge that I wanted to step up, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. And it's made it even better that we've got a really good group in the changing room of players who, like I said, really good attitude, and there's no egos, there's no arrogance in there. They're all putting the team first, and it's a pleasure to work with them. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying the challenge. I'm really enjoying the being manager of Stocksbridge Park Steels, and the year is absolutely flown by.
It really has. Well, Ian Richards, manager of Stocksbridge Park Steels, big, big thank you for taking the time out your Friday to join us this week, and all the best in the FA Cup on Saturday.
No, I appreciate your support. Thank you, Ben.
Ian Richards, manager of Stocksbridge Park Steels, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to Cheshire now and to Witton Albion. Witton Albion will be hosting Premier Division opponents this weekend in the guise of FC United of Manchester. Big game this one at Wynsham Park. And to judge the mood at Witton Albion now, let's hear from their manager. It's a welcome back to the show to John Macken. Well, John, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to this weekend's tie in the FA Cup, just a bit of a general catch-up. How are you settling into your role at Wynsham Park?
Oh, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. It's obviously it was a challenge when I first came in because it was about a rebuilding. You know, obviously, unfortunately, the relegation last season was a factor in obviously the manager going, the staff going, the and majority of the players really. So it was always going to be a rebuilding process, but you know, one that has I've thoroughly enjoyed. You know, I've brought 16-17 lads in at the minute. You know, we're always still trying to look, but at the moment it's going okay. You know, we've had an okay start.
And how was pre-season as well? I mean, how pleased are you with that okay start, given, you know, the nature of last season, like you say, the fact it was a rebuilding job? You know, there's been some good results in the mix, hasn't there? Especially that win over Workington recently.
Yeah, like I say, you know, it's been not bad at all. I've been pleased. It's, as I say, we've had a few indifferent results, but it's... The performance-wise, it's been very good, you know, from a group of lads who have only just started realistically playing together, you know, a group of, what, like 17, 18, who have, you know, brand new, they didn't really know each other. So I'm pleased with the performances. Obviously, results, you always want them to be perfect, but that's going to take a little bit of time. And, you know, I think that's where everybody's understanding that, you know where we're at as a club at the moment. You know, it is rebuilding, it is a time when things are going to be up and down at certain moments of the season. So, as I say, it's work in progress at the minute, but we're thoroughly enjoying it. And, you know, we're always trying to improve and trying to get better.
John, I'm going to ask you a ridiculous question because it is only the 1st of September, but what are your expectations for this year? What's possible? Is it to be challenging towards the top or is it steady as she goes? I mean, what's your thoughts?
Well, I think it's a tough league this season. You know, there's some big teams in there who have got big budgets, you know, and it's going to be challenging. But I think as a manager, if you're not aiming to win every football match, then, you know, there's something wrong. And I think I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't want to be achieving potentially what I believe we should be, you know, we should be aiming for. And that is, you know, arguably in the top half, looking to fight for things. So, you know, like I say, it's going to be really challenging. But I think every team in the division will be saying exactly the same. You know, our management and players will be. We've got a good team. We've got a good squad. You know, if we can get a good start, then you never know where you are come January, February time. So, as I say, my ambitions are to finish as high as possible. And but to be fair, that's every single year.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, the FA Cup's very important with that regard. Before we get to FC United, you know, that win over Tividale in the last round, I mean, how important is it to keep the wins coming if you can, if possible, as many as you can?
Yeah, everybody wants to do well in the FA Cup, don't they? I mean, it's a fantastic tournament. Everybody wants to try to progress as much as they can, not just because of the money it can generate for you know, to get to certain rounds, but also for the prestige of it. You know, we're into the next round, we're into this kind, we're getting a little bit closer to that illustrious first round of the FA Cup, if you know what I mean, and then second round. And so I just think it's really important. I mean, you've seen some good teams last season get into very, very high rounds of the FA Cup. So and we're no different. You know, we want to progress, but it's going to be a very tough game against FC United because, you know, I know Renault, I know how they play. I know they didn't win on the weekend, the Bank Holiday weekend, but on the Monday, there's still going to be a very, very tough challenge for us.
Yeah, and games between FC and Witten at Wynsham Park have been pretty epic occasions in the past. Just to touch upon some of those former FCs who are in your squad, Harry McGee joining recently, but Joe Duckworth, the goals have been going in for him as well. I mean, what's your thoughts on, you know, how well they've settled into the club?
Yeah, they have. I mean, Joe, he's a goal scorer, you know, he always has been. He's obviously he went to FC, scoring goals there. He's a local lad, you know, from Winsford up this way. So it was a no-brainer for me to try and get him in. He's, you know, he's led the line unbelievably well
over the last couple of games, on his own at times because, you know, the way we play. But he's really led it, like a seasoned professional at times because he's up there on his own battling two defenders. So, he has worked really hard and he's got his reward in the goals that he scored. And, you know, typical Joe Duckworth goals, you know, anything in the box, he'll latch onto it and he'll put it away. So, I mean, you know, if you ask him, he'll be disappointed that he's missed a penalty and he's missed one or two chances. That's just the character that he actually is, you know, and that's why, you know, he's a very important part of our squad.
So let's talk about this weekend off the pitch as well. Expected a big crowd there in Cheshire. How much are you looking forward to it? And what's your message to the Witton Albion faithful for the Saturday game?
I can't wait, honestly. I think once again, it's a fantastic tournament. It's a big club in the non-league coming round to our ground. Like I say, it's the FA Cup, so it's going to be a fantastic afternoon. And we just hope, you know, we can put the performance levels in. That's going to warrant a really, really entertaining game. And I'm sure it will be, you know, and fingers crossed that we can get the supporters on behind us, which they have been tremendous. And we can get that, you know, that win that'll boost us as a football club and, you know, boost the town as well.
John Macken there, manager of Witton Albion, speaking to me on Thursday ahead of that game with FC United of Manchester in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. And finally, for this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show, we're going to Worksop Town. Worksop Town this weekend will be hosting Worcester Raiders in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. And let's judge the mood now at Worksop Town. It's a welcome back to their manager. Here's Craig Parry. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the FA Cup, just a bit of a general catch-up on how the season's gone. A good win last Saturday against Dunstan. How's it gone, the month of August, for the club?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a mixed bag, really. Obviously, we had a tough start away at Stockton in the first game, which, you know, another day, I feel we could have come away with the points. You only have to listen to our manager's comments after him saying, you know, how he'd feel that we were disappointed to come away with nothing and what, but that's football and you move on. But it's been a little bit of a mixed start because obviously we've had two games called off in the period, which is probably unknown at this time of the year. So to be able to get out there on the grass three times has either been slightly disappointing. But overall, you know, we're pleased them with a tough trip to Bridlington where we've taking a point, should have held on to the lead, but we didn't, unfortunately. And then, obviously, to get off to an home win against Dunstan at home, which were pleasing.
And like we touched upon, it is early days, but, you know, yourselves and Dunstan, I think you were not too far apart, were you, at the end of last season? So, I mean, that's very encouraging, isn't it, for your aims and expectations this season? I'm imagining you want to be knocking on the door of the playoffs this time round.
Yeah, definitely. Our aim is to be in the mix and get amongst around it and to be a successful end of the year. There's no doubt in that. There's no secret that we're not hiding from that. It's pleasing to take a win off Dunstan this early in the season. They're being a pretty bogey side for me because we've played it many times over the last couple of years and I just don't seem to have been able to get the better of them. So it's quite pleasing that we've been able to do that and, you know, and get 3 points on the board. And I can tell you this now, they'll definitely be in the mix at the end of the season because they're a very good side. So it's just a win, just 3 points, but pleasing that we've been able to do it off a, you know, what we feel kind of be a contender at the end of the year.
So the last home game was Saturday, and as we said, a great performance against Dunstan. That takes us to the Worcester Raiders match this weekend, also at home. I mean, what's your thoughts on this challenge before we get to, you know, building that momentum of that great home performance from last Saturday? What's your thoughts on the challenge of Worcester this weekend?
Yeah, I think we're quite pleased that it's a home draw to take a game at home in the Cup. It's always a special moment when you're at home. But again, it's against another tough opposition, you know, where we know they're doing well this year. They've built a side to be competitive and they want to go up the league. So it's a very tough game. I think it'll be an enjoyable game for everyone there watching, even the neutrals. And, you know, I think looking at both records at the minute, I think we'd expect goals. So what we're looking forward to. And hopefully we can get ourselves into the next round.
And how important is, like we touched upon here, I mean, you know, getting some momentum going, you know, getting into the playoffs this year and really competing up towards the top end for those promotion spots and that kind of thing. How important is the FA Cup and getting a good FA Cup run going as well, because it's all about building momentum, isn't it, on and off the pitch in these early stages of the season?
Yeah, I think FA Cup is always one for myself when I stepped into management, in trying to get as far in the experience side of things, and the FA Cup is such a worldwide famous competition. So from a personal element, I want to try and manage as high as possible I can in this fantastic cup. So it's one that we're looking forward to and trying to do. But, you know, rightly so, you know, if we can get a win, it keeps the momentum going, and we start building then going on to, you know, choose a game at home to Lincoln.
Yeah, absolutely. And final question, Craig, just a final call, really. Get yourself down to Sandy Lane this weekend. How important is that crowd?
Yes, it's massively important. You know, we want a big crowd in and enjoy the day and feel like it's a special day and a special moment. So we, you know, want everyone down there supporting ourselves, and hopefully we can make it through to the next round.
Craig Parry there, manager of Worksop Town, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And that's it for this bumper edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show for the month of August. A big, big thank you to all of the managers who've joined me on this month's edition. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. A big good luck to everyone in FA Cup action this weekend. But that's it for this month's edition of the Step 4 show. We'll be back next month. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.